There's a front punching through the southeast that's today bringing a wintry blast all the way up into southern Queensland. Meanwhile, behind it, cold air, but there's a high that's helping to keep things clear and trapping lots of heat up in the north of the country. Now, that's causing extreme and severe fire danger through much of the tropics. Meanwhile, wet weather for the southeast and hazardous surf conditions developing this evening along the New South Wales coastline as that front moves through. Now, Queensland, you've got some showers, gusty small storms with small hail for the southeast today. It's going to be sunny for the rest of the state, other than some falls for the far north. Brisbane's dry, but certainly windy. It's getting to 25 degrees. That stormy weather with small hail continues through the east of New South Wales. Now, snow is expected for the high ground, getting down to 600 metres in the south, 1,000 metres in the north. Sydney, expect a wet and windy one. It's getting to 17 for you. Canberra staying dry, 14 degrees at the top there. Victoria, you're waking up to a pretty wet morning on and south of the ranges. It will ease through this afternoon and that snow level will lift to 1,200 metres. For Melbourne, some showers, but they're backing off. It's getting to 13. Tassie has snow too. We've got wet weather for the west through the middle into the far south. Otherwise, it's a dry day, though Hobart is cloudy. No rain on the way. It's getting to 14. Over in South Australia, we've still got showers through the southeast. They're easing, though. The lower southeast and some of the southern-facing coasts, still pretty wet. Adelaide's dry, but cloudy. 15 for you. And over in southern WA, you are staying sunny. Some warmth returning. It's getting to 27 in Perth, while further north, pretty gusty in WA and hot for the north of the Territory, while the south of the NT has the odd shower. Bit of a morning storm, too. For Darwin, though, it's roasting, getting to 37.